We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sad Song Central. It's Emily, and it's Friday. Actually, it's Thursday. That might be confusing for the listener because it is a Thursday afternoon, but something that we do on the radio sometimes is just record things before and then it goes out later. So I'm recording this on a Friday and you're hearing it now. That's a little inside baseball for you all. Yeah, so in honor of me recording this on a Friday, we're listening to songs about Friday. I think what comes to mind when you think of like songs about Fridays, because Friday's like party day. Like last Friday night, I woke up, I don't know what happened, or Friday by Rebecca Black, like both bangers, absolute bangers, but we're not going to listen to that today because that wouldn't be the vibe of Sad Song Central. Also, like, there are so many songs about Fridays, actually, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly to you, so we're going to listen to a few of those. I was inspired mostly by Damage by Yola Tango. Sometimes when I'm studying, I, like, listen to Yola Tango. I remember I was studying like so hard for this one exam last year and I just played I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One by Yola Tango like over and over. This was for a linguistics class, which thank God I'm not doing any more linguistics classes because I'm not good at studying for tests. Like I can do projects, but like when tests come around, like I can't, and like exams, like it's so much stress. So yeah, anyway, I heard the song when I was working on something recently. And I was like, it's so good. Sounds like a song that's in a lot of soundtracks. I don't know if it is. Maybe I actually have heard this song in a bunch of like movies, but this vibe is, you know, mellow, kind of like sad, like guitar, minimal percussion, like that kind of vibe. Anyway, listening to that. And then we're going to do A Few Minutes on Friday by Bright Eyes. Haven't listened to Bright Eyes in a while, but I am an everlasting fan of them. So yeah, this is Damage by Yola Tango.
Thank you. day, today, and I'll wait till the weekend comes so I can clear this uselessness from my brain. Count the days till she arrives, those precious minutes when she is mine.
Close in, the river drips through the open window. or to play it to the end of this side. Then can you turn it over and be ready to play the other side?
Was Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks, and before that it was Ketamine Dream by Farewell Alaska. I've listened to a lot of Farewell Alaska recently. I don't know. I like their vibe. I like stuff that I can like turn on and my brain can turn off, and so sometimes like instrumental is kind of the only thing that works. Like if I'm reading, does anyone ever like, I don't know, I remember hearing the concept about like listening to music and reading at the same time. Like I genuinely can't do that if there are words in the songs. Like I have to, it has to be instrumental. But the thing is, like, I'm not a hater, but like, I'm not trying to listen to classical music. Like, yeah, I think I went on kind of a search of different instrumental songs when I did the instrumental episode a while ago. When I got into a lot of bluegrass randomly. So I don't know, but this is a song that came up in that search, and I felt like it was the vibe for depressed Friday night, you know, just chilling, just alone. Like, not every Friday night is gonna be a party. Yeah, this next one is going to be Friday I'm in Love by Phoebe Bridgers, originally a song by The Cure, if you don't know. I feel like you probably do. But yeah, I love Phoebe Bridgers's. I love her covers because she always does them like in her particular way. Like they never, it's always like a different take on the song. You know, The Cure is like rock, and then her music is more like mellow, and like she's really sad and she's singing by herself, like whispering, kind of like stuff like that. She does it a lot. Like she had this one, and then, you know, her cover, like all her Christmas songs are covers, and they're all great. She also had a cover, she had two actually in her first album. It was It'll All Work Out, which was a Tom Petty cover, and there was also You Missed My Heart, which a lot of people don't know is a cover, but it is of a Mark Kozelek song. So yeah, anyway, love her covers, and this is definitely one that came up when I was like, oh, what are songs that I know that are about Fridays? Yeah. And then later we'll play Amber Waves by Ethel Kane, which is a newer song by Ethel Kane. It's from her album that came out recently, and it's a long one, so get ready to, I don't know, turn your brain off. It's great. Okay. Let's play it.
Satsang Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, like you heard, this is Satsang Central. The song that was playing before was Amber Waves by Ethel Kane. A great one. I love her new album. I think it's her best stuff yet. I love it when artists like mix up what they're doing and are like trying something new. I mean, she was like going down this path, but like this is definitely more experimental vibes maybe than her album before, and I love it. Coming up, it's going to be 13 by Elliot Smith. I love Elliot Smith, and I was looking for songs with the word Friday in it, and this is one of them. Beautiful. So yeah, 13 by Elliot Smith, and then it'll be Back on the Road by Half Moon Run. Okay, this is 13 by Elliot Smith.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting it black. Rock and roll is here to stay. We'll come inside, well it's okay. And I'll shake. Some things that I can't quite work out. It's like I'm a lone passenger on a 20-ton ship that's run aground. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. I get to talking sometimes about things that I can't quite explain. I beat the morning traffic to my basement just to chase the feeling on a page away. And if that's the thing I'll be remembered by, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. Back to work, baby, back in the fold. Thank you. Maybe it's the shivers in bed or a headache instead. Maybe the body is a lawyer for the spirit in the court of your head. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, well, I better get myself back on the road. They say the air is cleaner out there on the coast. Back to work, maybe back in the fold. I just arrived, but I got to go.
Stick up for me. And she's been sleeping at my apartment, asking what the line about stars meant. Honey, I don't.
That was I Like Girls by Young Friend, and before that it was Back on the Road by Half Moon Run. Those are two of my favorite Canadian. I think Young Friend is definitely my favorite Canadian artist, or just artist in general, that I found on TikTok. He made some fun TikToks back in the day, and so I was listening, I was watching those and I was like, whoa, this is actually good music. Let me check it out. Yeah, okay, coming up we've got a song by The Killers. It'll be The Man by The Killers. Recently, I've been really loving them. I've been listening to Read My Mind, Human. Those are like my favorites right now. But yeah, we're going to listen to The Man by The Killers. And then after that, it'll be Signs of Life by Arcade Fire. So yeah, kind of a classic like Canadian band that everyone knows. Signs of Life, and they've got that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway. Yeah, okay. This is The Man by The Killers.
Mm-hmm. nothing can break me down.
Those cool kids stuck in the past, in a world of cigarette ash.
reach your eyes. Reach your eyes. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs. Every night there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Say, looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs. Every night there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday. Love is hard, sex is easy. God in heaven, could you please me? You think you invented life? You find it hard to define, but you do it every time. Then you do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs. Every night there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Still looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs. Every night there's no signs of life. So we do it again. In a world of cigarette ash, where are we going? Who did you ask? Who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again.
That was Signs of Life by Arcade Fire, and before that it was The Man by The Killers. We're coming to the end. I've got one more song, so this is That Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM, if you don't know, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. That is me, where we can... Yeah, sometimes we're listening to more mellow tunes here, and sometimes we're listening to, like, angry sad, or, like, just I'm crying. My favorite is, like, whispering guitar, like sad, like singing by yourself type songs. So yeah, I've got one left. It's going to be Out on the Weekend by Alex Nichol and Ada Lee. This is a resurgence for Ada Lee, for me at least. I don't know if she's really been releasing a lot of songs, but I saw this on my release radar on Spotify, which, I mean, I find it kind of helpful because sometimes I forget about artists that I like, and then if they have a new song come out, it's like, it'll be there. But then sometimes I like am waiting like for a song to come out, and I know it's coming out soon. And then I go to release radar, I'm like, oh, it must be there. And it's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, and then I have to go search them up and I find it there. But I'm like, what is the point of you if this is an artist that I listen to all the time and you're not going to promote their stuff? I don't know. Do people pay to get on the release radar? Or like New Music Friday? I don't know. Yeah, anyway, we're transitioning to the weekend from Friday to the weekend. It's Out on the Weekend by Alex Nichol and Ada Lee. Yeah, have a good one.
Think I'll pack it in and buy a pickup. Take it down to L.A. Find a place to call my home. To fix up, start a brand.
he tries to speak and can't begin to say.
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season,